Aga nüüd ma tahaks kutsuda meie tänase kõneleja, hea sõber Inglismaalt, Liam Parker. Ja tegelikult me alustasime juba päris ammu, ligi 13 aastat tagasi. Ja tema on olnud Eesti jaoks suur õnnistus. Erinevates Eesti paikades on käinud, teeninud ja Tallinnas mitmeid kordi noorte konverentsi teinud üks 6 aastat. Näinud palju pöördumisi, tervenemisi, imesid. Ja Liam on tegelikult olnud suur eeskuju mulle ja inspiratsioon. Iga kord, kui tuleb jälle Eestisse, ta on kasvanud, ta on õppinud ja mina saan innustust juurde. Me oleme korraldanud suvelaagreid 2017, 18, 19, kes mäletavad naegu. Usku ja pühavaimu täis kõnelejad on tulnud ja käinud, julgustanud, tõstud meie usku. Imed sündisid, tervenemise, prohvetlikud sõnumid. Ja Liam on usumees. Liam on tõesti see, kes hoiab usu taset üleval ja tõstab seda kogu aeg, iga aastaga. Ja mul on tolt hea meel, et on taas meie keskel sel nädalal ja ka järgmine nädal. Ja ma usun, Jumal on midagi head meie jaoks varuks. Võtame ta vastu alandlikult. Sest Jumala sõna ütleb, kes võtab vastu profeti, saab profeti palga. Me võime käia ka selles usus. Me võime ka näha neid imesid, kui me põnevusega, näljaga võtame vastu, mida Jumalalt saadetud mehel on meile öelda, millega meid julgustada. Sõber, isa, pastor, kahe lapse isa, Jumala mees, neid asju jagub. Ja ole hea, tule siia. Please come up, Pastor Liam. Tervitame teda.
Thank you. You can take this one back. You take that one back?
Selle suure või backi ära võtta praegu.
Let's just move it over there. Sorry. Tubli. Tere?
Tere.
Tere pere? Hei, kuidas läheb? Hästi. Tano Jesus? Did I say that right? Yeah, I'm doing right? Okay, good. Ma olen Estlanea.
Juhu.
Yes. No, you go sit down.
Ole vist vaja, ma võin istuma minna.
Can I introduce my family to you?
Aga ma tahaks tutvustada oma peret teile.
My wife's here with my two boys, Samson and Cyrus.
Ja minu abikaasa Emily ja pojad Samson ja Cyrus.
And our ever faithful, helpful grandmother.
Ja meie ustav,
Julia is also here with us.
Ustav abistav vanaema Julia koos meiega.
Will you please greet them for me?
Ma palun, et me tervitaks neid ka.
All right. Enough of that. Should we get into this? Can we sing?
Kas me võiks laulda?
All my life you have been faithful. You can change the key. And all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able. Come on, let's sing from it. I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life sing it to him, come on. Sing it again. All my life, and all my life you have been faithful. Oh, all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able. Sing out the goodness of God. Sing what's on your heart. Sing out your own song. I've been all my life you have been. every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of God. Keep playing for us, my friend. That last line, with every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Demonstrate your own song. Sing out to Him. Lift your own voice. Don't let anyone else lead you for a moment. Lead yourself in praise and worship. Do whatever you need to do. Kneel down, stand up, hands up, hands out. But Lord God, we will take a moment and we will sing of your goodness. Oh, my Lord.
Issand.
All of my life.
Kogu oma elu.
In every season.
Igal ajal elus.
You are still God.
Sina oled endiselt Jumal.
And I have a reason.
Ja mul on põhjust.
Oh, to sing.
Laulda.
All of my life.
Kogu oma elu, Issand.
In every season.
Issand, kogu elu erinevates
etappides. You are still God.
Sina oled endiselt Jumal.
We have a reason.
Ja meil on põhjust.
Your goodness is running out me. Ura na 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 na. Ushandara di era musu. Na 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 na. Ushandara da da da. Can you sing out your own song for a moment? Sing out your own song. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Demonstrate it right now. Live it out right now. Don't just sing it, live it. We sing praise to you, Lord. We sing praise.
Me kiidame sind.
We sing praise.
Me ülistame sind.
I will not let the rocks cry out.
Me laseme kividel kisendada.
Because this is my worship.
See see on minu ülistus sulle.
This is my song.
See see on minu laul sulle.
I will sing.
Ja ma laulan
of the goodness
sulle.
Of God. Oh, na na yes, dare. Oh, na ma na yes, yandarare. Oh, na ma yes, yandarare. Oh na na ma yes, ya da da. Oh na na yes. Your goodness is running.
Isän sinun headus.
It's running after me. Shanda da da ye. Oh na na da yes, in da da ye. There's no rush. We're not trying to fill a program. I came today to meet with the Lord. Sing out your own song, pray your own prayer. Some of you had prayer requests. Lift it to the Lord now. We bless him. Oh, na 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 si. Na 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 na. Strength will rise for those who wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise for those who wait upon the Lord.
Jõudu saavad need, kes ootavad
Issandat. No one else is like you, Lord. No one else is like you, Lord. I have this. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Ma olen otsustanud
no turning back.
Ei mingit tagasi
no turning teed. Back. Let's sing it out together.
Mingit tagasi teed. Laulame seda koos. otsustasin järgida Jeesust.
Sing it for us. To follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back. No rush. Okay, lift up your praise. Let's sing it out. Come on.
Vaide
to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before. Lift up your own song.
Laula oma laulu Jumalale.
Just because the music stops doesn't mean our praise stops.
Muusika lappa.
Lord God, we lift our praise.
Hakkama lihtsalt kiida ja ülistada.
I sing praise.
Mina laulan kiitus sulle, Issa.
You are worthy.
Sa oled väärt seda kõike.
You are worthy.
Sa oled väärt seda kõike.
Of all that is within me.
Kõike, mis on mu sees.
You are worthy of every breath.
Kõike, igat mu
you are worthy of every pound.
Igat mu iga
you are worthy.
Väärt, Issa.
Of every thought.
Iga mu mõtted.
Every word spoken.
Iga mu sõna.
Every second I live, you are worthy of it. I offer it to you.
Ja ma toon sulle kõik selle.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go and pray for somebody next to you. Pray for them, and this is what we're praying.
Palvete kellegi eest enda kõrval.
May you have strength
ja palu, et olgu sul jõudu,
to never give up the
mitte
faith.
Kunagi loobuda oma usus.
Pray for them.
Palveta ma naabri.
Strengthen their faith.
Anna talle jõudu,
kinnitada
usku.
Lord God,
Jumal,
increase our faith.
Kasvata meie usku.
Increase our faith.
Kasvata meie usku.
Keep us going, Lord.
Hoia meid jätkuvalt
käigus. Push us through, Lord.
Jumal, litsu meid edasi.
Keep us going, Lord.
Litsu meid edasi, Issa.
Push us through, Lord.
Lükka meid edasi.
No turning. Lord God, we strengthen this church. May it never give up. May it never back down. Lord Jesus, build faith in this house. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. Keep us going, Lord. Keep us going, Lord. No turning back.
Ei mingit tagasi teed.
Enough for me, yes. you, Lord.
Tänu sulle, Issand.
Thank you, Lord. If you are here and you feel that your faith is struggling,
is weak,
there's a little flame, if that is you, just put your hand in the air. We want to pray for you. Wherever you are. Don't be afraid, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. We've all been there.
We've all been there.
Come on. Don't be afraid, don't be ashamed. Put your hand up. That's it, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. We've all been where you are. If somebody, if your friend is standing next to you, let us pray. Come on.
Let's pray for these girls here.
My friend in the white shirt, let's pray for him. Come on. Lord Jesus, we bless these people with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We pray right now a strengthening, a reigniting of faith to continue on, to press in, to dig deeper. Lord God, we bless them. Oh, I must have been. Goodness of God. Yes, can we sing that? Oh, no, 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 no. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Oh, na 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 bastian da 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 da. Oh, na na yes, na 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 yes. Holy Spirit, would you blow upon them? Fan into the flame. A passion for your name. Fan into a flame. A passion for your name. Consuming fire. In the white shirt. Martin.
Valges Normes, Martin.
The young guy. Martin. Is that your name? Can you come out?
Martin, ole hea, tule siia.
Thank you, Raul. You speak English a little bit? You're very tall. Thank you, Lord. Martin, we pray right now that this day would be a significant moment for you. Because today would be the day where you say, the cross before me, the world is now behind me. I sense in you a struggle to be in the world and to be in Christ. But today is the day where I believe you've been marked and the Lord is saying, I am calling you to the cross. I am calling you to be in Christ. Let go of the world behind you. Don't try to be like them. If the world loves you, It means we're not in Christ.
Siis see tähendab, et me pole Kristuses.
If the world hates you,
ja kui maailm vihkab sind,
remember,
siis peame
it hated Christ
et
first.
See vihkas Kristust esimesena.
So we pray over you right
ja me
now.
Üle just praegu,
Holy Spirit,
vaim,
fill my brother.
Täida mu venda.
Fill my brother.
Mu venda,
that he might know
et ta võiks teada,
that Christ is within him.
Et Kristus on tema sees,
and he is within Christ.
Ja tema on Kristuses.
That he will not try to be like the world.
Ja ta ei pea püüdma olla nagu maailm.
But instead we'll leave it behind.
Aga ta jätab selle selja
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jeesuse võimsal nimel.
Is enough for you. Christ is enough for you. Everything you need is in him. Everything you need. Holy Spirit, mark this day for Martin.
Märgista see päev
Holy Spirit, fall upon him.
Lange tema üle.
Oh, shandarada, yes, shandarada. Do not fear the future.
Ära karda tulevikku.
Let it go.
Lase sel minna.
Your future is simple now.
Su tulevik on väga lihtne nüüd.
The cross.
Rist.
That is the future.
See on sinu tulevik.
The cross.
Rist.
Nothing of this world
mitte miski siit maailmas
will now satisfy you.
Ei rahulda sind.
Nothing of this world
mitte miski siit
will fill that future.
Ei täida sinu tulevikku.
It is the cross that is your future.
On see, mis on su
the cross and cross alone.
Rist ja ainult rist.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Bless you, God.
Ole õnnistatud.
That shared her testimony on Friday night. Airi, would you come?
Airi, kas sa tuleks, palun?
My wife and I were very blessed by your testimony.
Mina ja ma abikaasa saime väga õnnistatud su tunnistusest reedel.
We saw something of the Lord. In fact, Emily, can you come if possible?
Is this enough for me, Christ?
It's okay. Just let go, Tim.
Oh, na, 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 na.
We saw the Spirit of the Lord upon you.
Me nägime Jumala vaimus üle.
And there's so many things I want to say.
Ja ma tahaks nii palju asju, mida öelda.
We say this first and foremost.
Aga kõige olulisemana.
Forgetting all the former things.
Unustades kõik, mis on
forgetting
olnud.
Of the things of the past.
Unustades kõik minevikku.
The world is now behind you.
Maailm on nüüd su selja taga.
We now press on.
Ja nüüd me litsume edasi.
Towards the things
edasi.
Of God.
Jumala asjad
the suunas. Cross is before us.
Rist on meie ees.
This is the future now.
Ja see on see tulevik.
Your past is now gone.
Su minevik on läinud.
The past is now gone.
Minevik on läinud.
You don't even need to talk about it
see
anymore.
Ei pea rääkima sellest
it has no part of who you are.
Selle ei ole mingit osa enam.
It is now what is ahead.
The matters.
And we pray for you.
Ja me palume su ees.
You mentioned your tattoos.
Sa mainisid oma tätoveeringuid.
And I sensed a
ja ma kogesin
dislike to them.
Ja sulle nagu nad ei meeldi, ma saan aru.
So dare I pray something bold.
Ja nüüd ma palun midagi väga julget.
That in the days, weeks, months to come.
Et eelolevatel nädalatel või kuudel.
Your tattoos would disappear from your body.
Et su tätoveeringud kaoksid su
in the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Do you believe it, church?
Kas te usute koguduse, et
see võimalik? Is it possible for God?
On see võimalik?
Is it possible for God?
On see võimalik Jumalale?
We believe it.
Me usume seda.
The tattoos would disappear.
Me usume, et need tätoveeringud kaovad.
In the name of Jesus.
Nimel.
And we say this over you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you.
Ja me ütleme, Jumala vaim on süle.
But it's upon you for a reason.
Aga see on ühe põhjusega süle.
It's upon you for a reason.
See on ühe põhjusega süle.
It's to preach the good news to others. To set the captive free. To set the prisoner loose. There is now a mission for you. There is now purpose for you. Believe for it. There are people now that you are going to set free from similar chains, similar brokenness. We pray right now, Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord. We pray right now, fall upon her. Fall upon her in great power. That she might have all that she needs. To set the captives free. To bring good news to the poor. To set the prisoner loose. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Christ is enough for you. Christ is enough for you.
Yes, Lord.
At the beginning of the book of Matthew in the Bible,
Matteuse evangeeliumi alguses,
it lists the lineage of Jesus.
Seal on toodud esile Jeesuse sugupuu.
Where he's come from, his ancestors.
Kõik tema eelkäijad, kellest ta pärineb.
In that list are people who made mistakes.
Aga mitte nimekiri inimestes, kes tegid vigu.
There's people who really messed up and did bad things in that list.
Seal nimekirjas oli inimesi, kes tegid vigu ja panid täiega puusse.
But they were in the line that birthed the savior of the world.
Aga nemad olid Jeesuse maailma pääste sugupuus.
And I speak over you.
Ja ma kuulutan sulle.
That great things are to be birthed in your future.
Et suured asjad saavad sündima su tulevikus.
Regardless of your past.
Sõltumata su minevikust.
You have drawn a line in the sand for your family line.
Sa ei ole enam nagu selle põlvkonna, sellega seotud oma põlvkondadega.
You will have children and grandchildren that preach the gospel
Aga
of Jesus
sinu
lapsed
Christ. Ja lapselapsed, nemad saavad kuulutama evangeeliumi Jeesusest.
They will serve the kingdom of light and not the kingdom of darkness.
Ja nad saavad teenima valguse ja mitte pimeduse riiki.
You have started something new in your family line.
Sina alustad millegi uuega nüüd oma pereliinis.
And so we just pray over you.
Ja me palvetame süle.
The resurrection power that came with Jesus Christ.
See sama ülestõusmise vägi, mis tuli Jeesusega.
Would continue to break any generational curse upon you.
See jätkuvalt murraks kõik võimalike põlvkondlike needusi süle.
And upon your children.
Ja su laste üle.
And upon your children's children.
Ja su laste laste üle.
And upon your children's children's children.
Ja su laste laste üle.
May your generations be blessed because of your decision.
Järgnevad põlvkonnad ole õnnistatud sinu otsuse tõttu Jeesuse nimel.
Bless you.
Ole õnnistatud.
We thank you, God,
Jumal, me täname sind,
for your presence amongst us.
Su ligiolu eest meie keskel.
This is what we need.
See on see, mida me vajame.
It's what church is for.
But
we welcome you. We are grateful for you. Let us not sing about you like you're not in the room. Let us not preach about you like you're not here now. You are present with us. And we bless you.
Ja me
we thank
sind.
You.
Ja
and we welcome you.
Ja
in the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
And everybody said.
Ja kõik ütlesid,
Amen. Amen. For a moment, you can grab your seats.
Nüüd te võite hetkeks istuda.
I now have 7 minutes.
Well, I need 7 minutes at the end.
7:20. Okay. It's more. I'm actually going to change what I was going to say. So sorry, tech team.
Nüüd ma vahetan täiega oma teemat, millest ma räägin, nii et vabandust meedia meeskond.
Could you guys get me Galatians 6:9 on the screen?
Kas te võiks mul äkki kiirelt panna ekraanile Galaatia 6:9?
Just going to share what I feel is going to be helpful for you in this season.
Ma tahan jagada midagi, mida ma usun, et on teile kasuks sellel hooajal või praegusel hetkel.
Galatians 6:9.
Galaatia 6:9.
Galatians 6:9. Okay. We'll give them a moment. Do you like the person you're sitting next to?
Kas sulle meeldib inimene, kelle kõrval sa istud?
No one's next to Eva. What is happening?
Ivo viskas pöidla püsti enda kõrvale
istugi. The pastor has empty rows.
Pastor on täiega šef. What is happening? Tühi rida. Mis toimub? Ta ütleb, et püha vaim on ta kõrval.
Just want to say as well, thank you to Pastor Ivo for having us again.
Aga ma tahaks tänada Pastor Ivo võimaluse eest, et me võime taas olla siin.
Every time I come,
iga kord, kui ma tulen,
I like to honor you
mulle meeldib austada
and
siin.
Remind you
ja tuletada sulle meelde,
a word that I believe God has spoken over your life.
Sõna, mida ma usun, et Jumal on rääkinud su elu üle.
But I'd like to tell you this,
aga ma tahaks öelda
that
sulle,
I see you
et ma näen siin,
as an old man,
kui vanat meest,
sitting in church services,
kes istub Jumala teenistustel,
where you are honored,
kus sind austatakse,
for all of the work
kõige töö eest,
that you have done for the nation of Estonia.
Eesti rahva heaks.
You have done it without thanks.
Mida sa oled teinud ilma, nii
you have done it without
tänatud.
Ease.
Ilma, et sul oleks see
it's been a challenge.
Olnud,
but the Lord says,
aga Jumal ütleb,
there will come a day
et tuleb päev,
when your impact
kus sinu mõju
will be seen before you.
Saab, sa ise saad nägema
and you'll be honored in this moment.
Ja sind austatakse selle
I speak that over you. Amen.
Ja ma kuulutan seda üle.
Do you love
Amen.
Your pastor?
Kas te armastate oma pastorit?
Can we honor him, please?
Ja austame teda.
Thank you, Lord. Galatians 6:9.
Galaatia 6:9.
For let us not become weary
ärgem tüdigem
of doing
head tehes.
Good.
Head tehes.
Heisti. Is that right? Head. Head. Ah, too many grammars. Heisti's good. That's fine. Let us not become weary of doing good.
Ärgem tüdigem head tehes.
For in the right season,
küll me omal ajal,
we shall reap a harvest,
ka lõikame,
if we don't give up,
me enne ära ei nõrke,
if we don't give up,
kui me enne ära ei nõrke.
How many of you feel weary?
Kui paljud tunnevad end väsinuna või nõrkenuna? Kurnatuna.
How many of you feel tired?
Kui paljud tunnevad väsinuna end?
I'm noticing more and more.
Ma näen üha enam ja enam.
This is a tactic of the enemy.
Kuidas see on üks saatana taktika?
I'm just going to get the people of God
ma lähen Jumala inimeste juurde
so busy
Saatan hõimab Jumala rahva nii tihedalt ära.
So tired.
Nad on nii hõivatud,
so weary,
nii kurnatud.
That they don't even want to do God.
Et nad ei taha enam teha häid asju.
Have you ever been there before?
Oled sa kunagi olnud selles olukorras?
Yesterday at summer camp.
Eile suvelaagris.
We're in the tent.
Me olime seal telgis.
It's really hot.
Ja seal oli täiega palav.
People have been serving all day.
Inimesed olid juba päev otsa teeninud.
There's been lots of things happening.
Väga palju asju oli juba toimunud.
We're tired.
Ja me olime täiega õhtal.
My friend Abby gets up to lead worship.
Abby, kes juhtis ülistust.
Shout out to Abby.
Tervitused Abbyle. Juhu!
And there's something within me.
Ja minu enda sees
ka. Says I want to worship.
Ma mõtlesin, et ma tahan ülistada.
But I'm tired.
Aga ma olen väsinud.
I'm just weary.
Ma olen lihtsalt nagu kurnatud.
From it all.
Ma olen täiega juba õh.
I've been to so many church events.
Ma olen käinud nii paljudel kirikuüritustel.
Have you?
Oled sa ka?
We fill our lives.
Me tunneme, kuidas me täidame oma elud.
With things and programs.
Igasugu asjade ja programmidega.
We think it makes us feel purposeful.
Ja me arvame, et see annab nagu meie elule mingi tähenduse, mingi olulisuse.
If the church is doing something practical,
kui kirik teeb midagi praktilist,
then we must be doing good.
Siis järelikult me teeme ajame õiget asja.
And then what I notice in the church,
aga mida ma olen märganud kirikute puhul,
is we struggle with rest.
Et me maadle, meil on nagu raske võtta aega puhkuseks.
How many of you keep the Sabbath?
Kui paljud teist peavad sabatit või hingamispäeva?
Okay, good, there's some of you.
Vähemalt mõnigi. Tore.
You know it's one of the Ten Commandments?
Teate muide, et see on üks kümnest käsust.
If I said how many of you have killed someone?
Kui ma küsiks, kui paljud teist on tapnud kedagi?
No, never. That's definitely wrong.
Kunagi, see on täiega vale asi.
Do you rest?
Kas sa puhkad?
No, I don't have time for rest.
Mul pole aega puhata.
Is that not a command as well?
Kas see pole samasugune käsk nagu see, et sa ei
Was the Sabbath not made for man?
Kas mitte hingamispäev on tehtud inimeste
Did God himself not rest on the seventh day?
Kas Jumal mitte ise ei puhanud seitsmendal päeval?
I see the church getting weary.
Kuidas kogudus väsib ära.
And it's so clever.
Ja see on väga nutikas.
Because the enemy slows us down.
Saatana taktika, millega ta nagu aeglustab
meid. By making us think.
Ja paneb meid arvama.
We're doing good.
Et me ajame õiget asja.
Oh, it's gone quiet now.
Te väga vaikseks nüüd.
Christ said
Kristus ütles,
that he
et tema
will build his church.
Tema ehitab oma koguduse.
Am I right?
On nii.
Am I right?
Kas mul on õigus?
Am I right?
On mul õigus.
Did Christ say that?
Ja kas Kristus ütles
nii? Do you believe Jesus when he says things?
Kas sa usud Jeesus, kui ta ütleb erinevaid asju?
Or do you just take and go maybe?
Või sa lihtsalt võtad selle ja mõtled, võib-olla.
When Jesus says something, is it truth?
Kui Jeesus midagi ütleb, kas see on tõsi?
If Jesus said, I will build my church,
ja kui Jeesus ütles, et mina ehitan oma kogudust,
why are we trying so hard to build it for him?
Siis miks meie pingutame täiega, et ehitada seda tema eest?
The pastor likes that one,
pastorile
yes,
meeldib
of course.
See sõnum, muidugi meeldib.
Another sabbatical, amen.
Jälle järgmine sabat tulemas.
Why?
Miks?
Why do we labor in vain?
Miks me teeme nii-öelda tühja tööd, pingutame asjata?
We become weary.
Sest me väsime ära.
Of doing good.
Me väsime head tehes.
Because the enemy knows.
Sest hingevaelane teab.
If I can't pull you into hell.
Et kui ta ei suuda meid tirida
Because now you're a saint.
Sest sa oled nüüd Jumala oma.
And you've not given into temptation.
Sa ei ole annud järgi kiusatustele.
I'll just make you really tired.
Siis saatan ütleb, ma lihtsalt kurnan su täiega ära.
And then they will stop doing good.
Ja siis Jumala rahvas lakkab tegemast head.
And the Bible tells us in Galatians 6:9.
Ja Biblis Galaatia 6:9 on öeldud.
That if we don't become weary in doing good,
et kui me ei väsi head tehes,
we shall reap a harvest.
Siis me saame ka lõigata.
It's a guarantee.
See on garanteeritud.
It's a guarantee.
See on garanteeritud.
That this church here,
et see kogudus siin,
will reap a harvest.
Saab lõikama, saab
if its people,
kui selle inimesed,
don't become weary in doing good.
Tehes head.
I'm going to have to go deeper, aren't I? This, we're going to have to... I walked around the summer camp.
Ma läksin sinna suvelaagrisse.
I talked to people.
Ja ma rääkisin seal
inimestega. Said hello.
Ütsin tere.
So many.
Ja nii paljud neist.
Were tired.
Olid väsinud.
Weary.
Kurnatud.
This is not how we'll save Estonia.
Aga see pole see, kuidas me päästame Eestimaa.
Estonia shall be saved.
Eesti saab päästetud või peab saama päästetud.
With a rested people.
Läbi puhanud inimeste.
It is him.
Sest Kristus on see.
That breathes through us.
Kes hingab läbi meie.
We shall reap a harvest.
Ja, me saame lõikuse.
If we do not give up.
Kui me ei anna alla.
If.
Kui.
Which means.
Mis tähendab seda.
Which means.
Mis tähendab seda.
We can miss the harvest.
Et me võime ka, meil on võimalus ka magada maha see lõikus, jääda ilma sellest.
We can.
See on see ka võimalik.
How do we miss it?
Kuidas me võime jääda ilma
we
sellest?
We become so tired.
Kui me oleme nii väsinud.
We give up.
Et me anname alla.
I am living in a generation.
Mina elan põlvkonna keskel.
Where we grew up.
Kus meie kasvasime
üles. Believing.
Uskudes.
That churches.
Et kogudus.
Must have.
Peab.
Full on programs.
Omama täisprogramme. Suuri sündmusi.
Where we would work the saints.
Ja kus me õhutame kõiki üles.
To be as welcoming as possible.
Olema nii sõbralikud kui vähegi võimalik.
This is what we did. Am I right?
See, mida me tegime, oli nii.
It's what we learned.
See on, mida meil
õpetati. It's what Hillsong taught us.
See on, mida Hillsong õpetas.
I'm going deep now. Maybe
ma lähen nüüd siin sügavuti.
This is the way I grew up.
See on see, mille saatel mina üles kasvasin.
But what I'm seeing now
see, mida ma täna
is
näen,
many in my generation
paljud minu põlvkonna inimesed
are burning out.
On läbi põlenud või põlemas.
They are depressed.
Nad on masendunud.
Anxious.
Ärevil.
Cannot function normally.
Ei suuda isegi normaalselt toimida enam.
Am I right for
on
those
nii.
Who know my generation?
Teie, kes te teate mu põlvkonda, on see nii.
We need arrested people.
Me vajame inimesi, kes on puhanud.
People that do not give up.
Kes ei anna alla.
That have their faith strengthened.
Ja kelle usk on kinnitatud ja tugevdatud.
I'm believing for this house.
Mina usun selle koguduse jaoks.
A breakthrough will come.
Et läbimurre tuleb.
When instead of filling every second.
Kus selle asemele täita igat vaba hetke.
Filling every program.
Igasuguste programmide.
With something happening.
Ja ürituste ja tegemistega.
I believe.
Siis mina usun.
When you meet together.
Et kui teie tulete kokku.
Just to seek the Lord.
Lihtsalt selleks, et otsida Jumala palet.
You will see.
Siis te ka saate.
How strong and capable he is.
Siis te ka näete, kui tugev ja võimekas tema on.
There was a moment in worship today.
Tänases ülistuses oli üks hetk.
Where is my worship leader? Where did she go?
Kus me ülistusjuht on?
She's doing a great
back
job.
Back there somewhere.
She's run to the back. No, there you are.
Oh, right
hey.
There.
Doing a great job. You sung today, Christ is enough for me.
Sa laulsid täna, et Kristus on kõik mu jaoks.
And even you knew
ja isegi sina
the moment
teasi.
It hit.
Sel hetkel.
She knelt down because she felt the Lord start to breathe.
Elis langes põlviliste koges, kuidas Jumal hakkab hingama ta üle.
Did you feel it in the room?
Kas te kogesite seda ka?
Yeah?
Yeah?
You felt it?
Kogesite.
The Lord started to breathe.
Jumal hakkas hingama.
But I know what happens.
Aga tead,
I get it. I've been there.
Ma olen olnud selles olukorras.
We just feel like we have to just keep going.
Meil on tunne, ei, me peame ikka edasi minema.
She's in the moment again.
Jälle see hetk on nyt Elisel käes.
We feel like we have to keep going.
Meil on tunne, me peame nagu ikka edasi litsuma.
As soon as the Lord decides to show up.
Nii pea kui Jumal otsustab kohale ilmuda.
Stop everything else.
Lõpeta kõik muu.
Let him breathe.
Las Jumal hingata.
Let him speak.
Las tema kõneleda.
This is why when I came up.
Seetõttu kui mina läksin lavale.
My one goal.
Siis mu ainu
seismärk to that moment,
oli tulla tagasi sellesse hetke, kus Jumal hingab me üle.
I'm speaking for church now.
Ma räägin nüüd kogudusele.
Let's speak for your household.
Räägime ka su perede kohta.
Let's speak for your family.
Räägime su perede kohta.
How many people wrote down in their prayer request salvation of family?
Kui paljud täna esitasid palve soovi oma perede eest, pereliikmete eest? Enamus tõenäoliselt paluvad oma perede eest.
Here's what I want to talk about.
Ja nüüd ma tahan rääkida sellest.
I believe.
Mina usun.
For a movement coming.
Et üks liikumine tuleb.
Of not revival at church meetings.
Kus ei ole ärkamine koguduse teenistustel.
But revival at the dinner table.
Aga ärkamine pere söögilaudade ääres.
It's the same principle.
See sama printsiip.
Is your family so busy?
Kas su pere on nii hõivatud?
That you cannot sit them down for an hour.
Sa isegi ei saa oma peret kokku
ühe
laua äärde.
And say, let's just seek the Lord.
Ja öelda, otsime koos Jumalat.
Are we so busy?
Kas me oleme nii hõivatud?
Talking. And trying to tell each other things.
Ja püüdes üksteisele igasugu
asju. We cannot stop talking at the dinner table.
Et meil isegi pole mahti jääda vait laua
ümber. And letting God breathe.
Ja lasta Jumalal hingata ja tegutseda.
So many of us.
Nii paljud meist.
Because we are so busy.
Kuna me oleme nii hõivatud.
We outsource.
Siis
the discipleship of our children.
Siis me isegi unustame oma laste jüngerdamise.
To the church.
Ja me jätame selle koguduse hooleks.
Is that too strong? Is that okay?
Kõik hästi?
Hey, we do it, right?
Me teeme nii, kas pole?
We do it. I don't have time.
Mul ei ole täna piisalt aega.
Get to kids church.
Et minna laste kogudusse.
Revival in your house.
Ärkamine sinu kodus.
When you make space.
Kui sina teed ruumi sellele.
Because here's a teaching we've got all wrong.
Sest me oleme saanud valesti aru Jeesuse õpetuse.
This building is not the church.
See hoone siin ei ole kirik.
I know you know it. I know. No, but you don't know it.
Ja, ma tean. No, ei tea.
This is not the church.
See siin ei ole kogudus.
You are.
Sina oled kogudus.
I am.
Mina olen kogudus.
Our children are.
Meie lapsed on kogudus.
God says, I will build my church.
Jumal ütles, mina rajan oma koguduse.
Not this organization.
Mitte organisatsiooni peale.
But the people.
Aga inimeste peale.
When he saves your children,
tema,
he is building his church.
Ja kui ta näeb su lapsi, ta ehitab nende kaudu oma kogudust.
This is not it.
See,
we are it.
Meie oleme kogudus.
I spoke to a pastor recently on the phone.
Ma rääkisin hiljuti ühe pastoriga telefoni teel.
A pastor in London.
Ühele pastoriga Londonis.
And I texted him.
Ja ma saatsin talle
sõnumi. And I said, how are you doing?
Kuidas sul läheb?
And he said, fine.
Ja ta vastas, hästi.
And I went, no.
Ja ma ütlesin, nah.
I said, you're not fine.
Ma ütlesin, pole sul midagi hästi.
What's going on?
Mis toimub?
He said, can I call you?
Ja siis ta vastas, kas ma võin
sulle
helistada.
So we spoke on the phone.
Ja siis me suhtlesime telefoni
teel. And he shared with me.
Ja ta jagas minuga.
For a long time.
Väga pikka aega.
All his frustrations.
Kõiki oma pikalt kogunenud pingeid.
With the church he's trying to build.
Seoses kogudusega, mida ta püüab üles ehitada.
And he said things like this.
Ja ta ütles.
I'm trying to get us to 200.
Ma püüan, et meie arv kasvaks 200.
I'm trying to make our social media better.
Ma tahaks, et meie sotsiaalmeedia oleks parem.
I'm trying to like get the teams organized.
Ma püüan saada meie tiimid kõik nagu hästi toimima.
And I had to remind him.
Ja ma pidin talle tuletama meelde.
If those are the goals.
Et kui need on tema eesmärgid.
It's not the church you're building.
Siis see pole mitte kogudus, mida
ta ehitab.
It's
the organization.
Vaid see on organisatsioon.
The church.
Kogudus.
I had to remind him.
Ma pean tuletama, pidin talle meelde tuletama.
Were the people that he was so frustrated with.
Et kogudus on need inimesed, kes teda täiega närvi ajasid.
That is the church.
See on tegelikult.
So if they're struggling,
ja kui nendel on raske,
instead of pushing them harder,
siis selle asemel, et lükata neid veel rohkem takka,
build them.
Pigem ehita üles oma inimesi.
They're the church.
Sest nemad on kogudus.
But can you see the mindset? You know it.
Kas te näete seda?
I know it.
Mina tean seda.
Come on everybody, we got to get there.
Oh, tulge kõik, meil on vaja jõuda sinna.
I'm trying to get God there.
Ma püüan saada Jumala sinna.
The reason he was so frustrated.
Põhjus, miks see pastor oli nii nagu pinges ja ärevil.
It's because he was tired.
Sest ta oli väsinud.
Moses got frustrated with
Moses
his people.
Moses läks ka närvi oma rahva peale.
Got so frustrated he just whacked the rock.
Ta oli nii närvis, et ta kohe virutas seal ühe kivi pooleks.
And God said,
ja Jumal ütles,
because of your frustration,
tänu sellel, et sa oled siin pinges ja närvis,
you will not see the promised land.
Sa ei saa nägema tõotatud maad.
Nehemiah got so angry at his people,
oli nii raevus ja vihan oma rahva peale,
he wrestled them
et ta maadles
and pulled out their hair.
Ja tõmbas isegi seal kellegi juuksed välja.
That's what happens when a pastor goes
gets too tired. Pastoriks olemises, kui on pastora väsinud, hakkab sul juukseid peast kikkuma.
Notice.
A pane tähele.
Moses missed the harvest.
Moses ei saanud osa lõikusest.
Because he became weary.
Sest ta väsis ära.
God has a plan for Estonia.
Jumalal on oma plaan Eesti jaoks.
There's a harvest ready.
Üks lõikus, mis on valmis.
But we
aga meie
need to rest.
Me peame hingama ja puhkama
in him.
Temas.
He will build it at his own pace.
Jumal ehitab oma koguduse üles omas tempos.
You know you are striving.
Sa tead, et kui sa nagu pingutad ise omast jõust.
When God moves too slow for you.
Kui Jumal liigub liiga aeglaselt sinu jaoks, siis sa hakkad ise pingutama.
If God is too slow,
kui Jumal on liiga aeglane su jaoks,
you are too fast.
Siis sina oled tegelikult liiga kiirelt tegutsed.
Rest.
Nii et võtta aeg maha ja puhka.
Do you know?
Kas sa tead?
When God made Adam,
et kui Jumal lõi Aadama,
he put Adam in the Garden of Eden,
siis ta pani Aadama Edeni aeda,
and he said, it's not good for Adam to be alone.
Ja ta ütles, Aadamal ei ole hea üksi olla.
And so he decided to produce woman.
Ja siis ta otsustas luua ka naise.
But before he produced woman,
aga enne kui ta lõi naise,
he made Adam
go ahead.
Go to sleep.
Pani ta Aadama magama.
Adam, I need to take one of your ribs.
Ma pean võtma ühe su külje luust.
To produce something more.
Et luua sellest midagi enamat.
To do this.
Et aga selleks et seda teha.
I need you.
Ma pean.
To work harder.
Pane mul on vaja et sa pingutaks rohkem.
No.
Oli nii vä? Ei olnud.
No. I need you.
Jumal ütles.
To sleep.
Mul on vaja et sa magaksid sellel ajal.
I was about to try and say that word. How do I say sleep?
Makaksid.
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 Yeah? Yeah, why not? Sleep.
Et sa magaksid.
Church.
Kogudus.
When we are rested,
kui meie oleme puhanud,
God can multiply us.
Siis Jumal saab paljundada meid.
When we are rested,
kui me oleme puhanud,
God can produce more from
siis
us.
Siis Jumal saab tuua palju enam esile
He
meid.
Can do more
ja ta võib teha rohkem,
when you are out the way.
Kui sina oled tee peal teist ära.
I think that was a good point. Yeah, thank you.
Ta ütles, see oli hea mõte, kas
okay. Polnud. You don't believe me. I have two boys.
Mul on kaks poissi, kaks poega.
Four.
Neljane.
And two.
Ja kahene.
How messy do you think our house is?
Mis te arvate, kui korras või segamini meie kodu on?
It's messy.
See on ikka täiega sassis.
And what's funny to me?
Ja mis on naljakas mu jaoks?
Is the moment I can get them to sleep.
Et nii pea kui ma saan nad magama.
I can do more.
Ma võin teha rohkem.
All the parents said.
Kõik vanemad ütlesid, aamen.
My wife and I can actually look at one another.
Meil on isegi naised aega üksteisele silma vaadata.
It's actually good to see you.
Kuule kallis,
we
tore
survived.
Näha
siin.
Juhu, jäime ellu täna.
I can't do that when they're awake.
Aga ma ei saa seda teha, kui lapsed on üleval.
When they sleep, I produce more.
Kui lapsed magavad, olen mina nii-öelda viljakam või võimekam.
What I love about children.
Mis mulle laste juures meeldib.
They don't like to rest.
Et neile ei meeldi puhata.
What?
Mida värki?
They sleep?
Teie pojale meeldib.
Oh, you want me to talk to them now?
Seal üks kut.
I'll preach to them right now.
Ma praegu nendele lastele kuulutan siin.
Why do they resist rest?
Miks lapsed panevad vastu puhkamisele?
Hours, come on.
Tundide viisi, mut kui...
Come on, Jesus loves me.
Oh, Jeesus laula. Püüad last magama panna tund aega, kaks tundi, mitte midagi.
If you are a parent,
kui sa oled lapsevanem,
you know this struggle.
Siis sa tead neid võitlusi.
Now hear it from the other side.
Aga nüüd vaadate asja teise külje alt.
God is doing the same with you.
Jumal teeb sama asja sinuga.
Please rest.
Palun puhka.
No, I need to work.
Ei,
I have to earn the money. I'm your provider.
Teine.
Since when do you work?
Jumal ütleb, mina olen varustaja. Millal sina
no,
oled
tõenäoline?
Ei,
I need to help my friends.
Mul on vaja oma sõpru aidata.
Am I not the savior?
Kas mina pole päästja, ütleb Jumal?
Get to bed.
Mine magama.
That's a good preach right there. More sleep, amen.
On ju, hea värk, kas olen.
Don't be weary.
Ära ole väsinud.
Rest.
Puhka.
Let the Lord guide you.
Lase Jumalal juhtida end.
Keep going. Can I? My friends in the tech booth, can we go to Hebrews 11:39?
Kas me võiks paluda ekraanile Hebrea 11:39 viimane nüüd?
I'm glad my Irish friends are here today.
Mul on hea meel, et meie Iiri sõbrad on täna siin.
Because I've been to Ireland many times.
Ma olen käinud mitmeid kordi Iirimaal.
And Ireland is relentless.
Ja Iirimaa on järeleandmatu.
The people do not stop.
Sealsed inimesed ei peatu hetkekski.
I spoke to a youth event there.
Ma kõnelesin noorte õhtul, te olite väga vinged.
And they just kept going.
Ja nemad mut kui kütsid
täiega. I was like, guys, I need to sleep, man.
Ma mõtlesin, kuulge noored, mul on vaja magama minna.
So I hope this message helps the Irish.
Ja ma loodan, et see sõnum on iirlastele ka kasuks täna.
Okay, are you ready for this and then we'll call it a day?
Aga nüüd viimane kirjakoht ja siis me võtame päeva kokku.
Hebrews 11:39.
Hebrea 11:39.
Sorry, tech team, I apologize.
Vabandus, meid ja meeskond panen teid täiega tanki täna.
Says this.
Ja siin on öeldud.
And all of these,
ja kuigi nad kõik,
though commended through their faith,
said oma usu läbi tunnistuse,
did not receive what was promised.
Ei saanud nad kätte tõotust.
Okay, you with me?
Olete minuga kaasas?
I'll make it make sense.
Ma nüüd muudan selle
kohe. And all of these, though commended through their faith did not receive what was promised.
Ja kuigi nad kõik said oma usu läbi tunnistuse, ei saanud nad kätte tõotust.
Hebrews 11.
Hebrea 11. peatükk.
Is a whole chapter of people of faith.
Hebrea 11. peatükk on täienisti peatükk usu inimestes.
People that in Galatians 6:9,
inimesed, kes Galaatia 6:9,
we would say they did not give up.
Kui me ütleme, et need inimesed Galaatia 6:9 ei annud alla,
But I want us to note the end
of this chapter.
All of these people,
kõik need inimesed,
even though they did not give up,
kuigi nad ei annud alla,
they did not receive what was promised.
Siis ometigi nad ei saanud kätte seda, mis oli tõotatud.
I started today
Nüüd ma alustasin täna sellega,
by telling you, you shall reap a harvest.
Öeldes, et teile on tõotatud lõikus ja te peate selle saama.
But then in Hebrews,
ja samas Hebrea kirjas,
it says they didn't see it.
On öeldud, et nad ei saanud seda kätte.
I want you to hear this.
Ma tahan, et te kuuleks
Abraham
seda. Abraham
is in that list.
On ka selles nimekirjas.
Abraham was promised
Abrahamile tõotati
descendants that outnumber the stars of the sky.
Abrahamile tõotati järeltulevad sugu, mille arv ületab tähed taevas.
And it took a long time.
Ja see võttis väga pikka aega.
In fact,
Muide,
Abraham became so weary,
Abraham väsis nii
frustrated,
ja läks nagu nii pingesse,
that God isn't fulfilling the promise,
selle üle, et Jumal ei täitnud tootust,
that he decided,
et ta otsustas,
I'm going to make some descendants of my own.
Ma teen ise endal oma järglase.
And then,
ja siis,
25 years later,
25 aastat hiljem,
he had Isaac.
Talle sündis Isaac.
And when Abraham died,
ja kui Abraham suri,
even though God had said, outnumber the stars of the sky,
siis kuigi Jumal oli öelnud, et ta järeltulev põlv saab olema kui tähti taevas,
he died with how many children?
Siis kui palju lapsi tal oli, kui Abraham suri?
Two.
Kaks.
That's not a lot.
Seda pole just palju.
But
aga
God
Jumal
speaks in generations.
Jumal kõneleb põlvkondade keeles või põlvkondade kaudu.
Really important, stay with me.
See on oluline mõista.
Speaks in generations.
Jumal kõneleb põlvkondade kaudu.
Isaac,
nii et Isaac
receives the promise.
Sai selle tõotuse.
Isaac never received it from the Lord.
Isaac ei saanud seda Jumalalt.
It was his dad's.
Aga see oli ta isa tõotus.
And now he's like, I have to do that.
Ja ta mõtles, nüüd mina pean
and when Isaac
minema.
Dies,
ja kui Isaac
how many
suri,
children does he
kui palju
have?
Isaki lapsi oli?
Two.
Kaks.
No growth whatsoever.
Ei mingit kasvu ega arengut.
Not one added child.
Mitte ühtegi rohkem last kui kaks.
Two boys.
Kaks poissi.
Jacob and Esau.
Jaakob ja Esav.
So Jacob inherits the promise.
Ja nüüd Jaakob päris selle tootuse.
And Jacob receives that promise.
Ja Jaakob võttis selle tootuse vastu.
And he is called Israel.
Ja teda nimetati Israeliks.
And 2000 years later,
ja 2000 aastat hiljem,
Israel is still growing.
Israel, ehk Israeli rahvas endiselt kasvab.
I want to speak to you today.
Ma tahan rääkida sulle täna.
If you are an Abraham or an Isaac.
Kui sina oled täna Abraham või Isaac.
Keep going.
Siis jätka edasi minemist.
Keep going.
Jätka edasi minemist.
You do not know.
Sest sina ei tea.
What your grandchildren will do.
Mida sinu lapselapsed saavad kord tegema tänu sinule ja sinu elule.
You have no idea what the young people you serve,
mida noored, keda sina teenid,
what their grandchildren will do.
Mida nende lapselapsed saavad kord tegema.
If you look at your life
kui sina vaatad oma elu peale,
as the only place that God can fulfill promises,
ja sa mõtled, et see on ainuke koht, kus Jumala tootused saavad täituda,
you will be frustrated.
Siis see viib su täiega pingesse.
He's too slow for one life.
Jumal on liiga aeglane, et päästa.
He's too big to fit into your life.
Liiga suur, et mahtud ainult sinu ellu.
He is a generational God.
Ta on põlvkondade Jumal.
Don't believe me?
Sa ei usu mind?
My great great grandfather.
Minu vana vanaisa.
Lived in Ireland.
Elas Iirimaal muide. Juhu.
Which is why I'm called Liam.
See tõttu mu nimi on muide Liam.
The Irish version of William.
See on Iiri versioon nimest William.
My great great grandfather.
Minu vana vana isa.
Lived in Belfast.
Elas Belfastis.
And he came over to Liverpool to work. And somebody in a Salvation Army uniform preached the gospel. And he gave his life to Jesus. His son became a pastor. His son, my grandfather, served the church all of his life. My dad served the church. Still alive.
Ja endiselt elus.
And I now
ja nüüd,
am receiving
mina võtan, saan
this line of heritage.
Selle pärandis, mida nemad on
kandnud. If you look at me
kui sa vaatad
and
peale,
think this guy is young to do what he does,
ja mõtles, see kutt on nüüd küll liiga noor, et teha seda, mida ta teeb.
I'm 5 generations old.
Siis tead, ma olen 5 põlvkonda vana.
This is not because of Liam.
See ei ole küsimus minus.
It's because of generations of believing for God to move in my family.
Vaid tänu põlvkodele enne mind, kes on uskunud, et Jumal liigub ja tegutseb.
My wife.
Minu abikaasa.
Her mother here
tema ema on ka siin,
has been a believer and served the church all of her life.
Mu abikaasa on teeninud kogudust kogu oma elu.
Her father.
Ja tema isa.
A great man of God.
Võrratu Jumala mees.
Malcolm Evans.
Malcolm Evans.
He was a pastor.
Tema oli kord pastor.
Who knows?
Kes teab?
What prayers he prayed?
Mis palveid tema kord palus?
Maybe he prayed.
Võib-olla ta palus.
That his granddaughter.
Et tema tütredütar.
Would be speaking and preaching in Estonia. I don't know.
Kuulutama ja jutlustama Eestis. Ma ei tea.
We are all fulfillment of the promises of God.
Me kõik oleme Jumala tootmise
täitumine. I am not special.
Mina ei ole kuidagi
erinev. I am not unique.
Ma ei ole kuidagi unikaalne.
I'm just 5 generations deep.
Ma olen lihtsalt 5 põlvkonda sügav Jumalas.
So you might think God saved me in my generation.
Et Jumal päästis mind minu põlvkonna seas.
Maybe you feel like you're the first one in your family.
Võib-olla sa oled esimene oma perekonna
sisse. Well done to you.
No aga väga hästi, et oled.
You've broken away from the world.
Sa oled murdnud lahti maailmas.
The cross is before you. And maybe your great great grandson
ja
will travel the nations and preach the gospel.
Poja, läheb
is it not worth
evangeliumi.
It?
See toimib.
But if you give up,
aga kui sina annad alla,
the harvest goes.
Siis lõikus läheb ka käes.
If Isaac had said,
kui Isak oleks öelnud,
my father's vision is not enough for me.
Minu isa visioonist mulle
I need my own.
Mulla vaja mu enda oma.
It's all about me.
Kõik on minu ümber
käis. I'm getting angry.
Oh, ma olen
närvi. I'm getting frustrated.
Ma olen pinges.
I'm getting weary.
Ma olen väsinud.
I'm going to give up.
Ma annan alla.
Then we would have no Israel.
Siis meil ei oleks üldse Iisraeli rahvast.
No Israel.
Ei mingit Iisraeli.
What a harvest.
Milline lõikus.
Even if you don't see it in your life.
Isegi kui sa ei näe seda oma elus.
Keep believing for it.
Siis usu ometigi.
Okay. You can take a moment, close your eyes.
Palun, et te paneks korra silmad kinni.
Let me just say a prayer over you
ja
and I'll release you
palvede
today.
Üle.
Lord Jesus,
Issand Jeesus,
bless these people
õnnista neid inimesi
with rest.
Hingamise ja puhkusega.
Rest.
Puhkusega.
Rest of the body.
Puhkust ihule.
Rest of the mind.
Puhkust meeltele.
Rest of the calendar.
Puhkust igasugu kalendritegevustes.
Rest in the family.
Puhkust peres.
Let us not become weary.
Aita, et me ei väsiks ära.
In doing good.
Tehes head.
And God.
Ja Jumal.
Give these people.
Anna neile inimestele.
An increased vision of their impact.
Ühte kasvavat nägemust nende mõjust.
I know your life feels hard.
Issand, ma tean, või su, tundub, et su elu on raske.
But you have no idea
the
benefit that your grandchildren will get.
Aga sul pole aimugi, millist kasu su lapselapsed sellest lõikavad.
Keep the faith.
Oia alal oma usku.
If not for yourself.
Ja kui mitte ise enda
for your
pärast,
children's children.
Siis hoia seda alal oma lastelaste pärast.
Because maybe
sest võib-olla,
they'll be the ones
võib-olla nemad on
to
need,
reap the harvest
kes lõikavad selle
that
lõikuse,
God spoke to you about.
Millest Jumal on sulle rääkinud.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, guys.
Aitäh teile.
Appreciate you.
Aitäh teile.
Just wanted to say, we do have a YouTube channel.
Ma tahaks veel öelda, et meil on oma YouTube kanal.
Flowbox.
Flowbox on
if you want to see more teachings and videos and stuff like that, You can go check that out.
Et kui te tahate saada rohkem osa meie õpetustest ja asjadest, minge vaadake see üle.
Other than that, I'll be here again next week.
Aga muidu ma olen ka siin kogu järgmise nädala ja järgmise pühapäeval.
Who knows what God's going to do next week?
Ja mina tean, mida Jumal järgmine nädal teeb.
But thank you so much. Bless
Aga
you guys.
Teile.
Thank you.